I'm just curious on one thing that in the talk that Ajahn Devi was reading, there's a come up with like a name and form ceases, name and form ceases.
Yes.
And I was I remember at one time a Brahma something like that that the Buddha said we asked the wrong question, and it's not that the name and form ceases, but it's the name and form do not arise. So what the difference between those two contexts?
Well, part of it is, especially when you start talking about, it's part of its language, and then of course with the way that we conceive, so because one of the problems with, say with the language speaking of cessation, then it implies the cessation of an existing thing. But then when it's a dynamic or process, then that trying to make it cease is you end up in kind of solidifying it or reifying it. And what is probably more useful in terms of concept, how we conceive of it, so that the non-arising is so that there isn't that whole process arising. So then it ceases to be a problem. So it's hard. It's hard. You have to describe it, but then the language sometimes trips us up. But that sense of that non-arising is a very interesting way to conceive of it, so that it doesn't turn into something that we solidify and invest in, whether it's an object or a subject.